this is Ruth and Brown, and I'm chilling with DJ Allen.
Most of the time, we kid on one church, and we speaking all the speaker. Mad something, DJ Allen.
This is Jump 100.1. Jump 100.1. Jump 100.1 FM.
When the start them there,
we a top man, we take charge. Have no reaching out, we a shell down hard. Blast like a star, we come a gal apart.
Over the wish, we take it too far.
Take charge, take charge.
We a hot gal, we set the trend. Magnum we drink with the top man then. Wine with the styling, no stop from spend. Hot blend, back bend, and take charge, take charge.
Magnum tonic wine, for the real star them.
Take charge, take charge.
Must to be 18 or older, drink responsibly.
Watch how Climax 2018, the FET Clinic, Saturday, November 17th at Miller's by the Sea from 10 p.m. until. Advanced general tickets are $100, all you can drink. Advanced VIP is $200, all inclusive. Featuring performances from Antigua's best DJs and MCs. From Barbados is DJ Blank, Illusion Sound from Jamaica, and Magnum Tonic Wine Ambassador. Ding dong. Get with this exclusive, because we want to see how you climax.
The final games of the first ever standalone ICC Women's World 2020 are coming to Antigua and Barbuda November 22nd through the 24th. Don't miss your chance to be a part of this boundary-breaking, history-making tournament. Get a seat close to the action or join the party stand. An all-inclusive experience with food, premium drinks, music, and more. Corporate packages are also available. Tickets for the semifinals start at just 20 EC. Get yours at icc-cricket.com/world2020.
Jump 100.1 FM. Elevate.
Good night, everyone. And I am back. I am back. I was missing last week, but I am back with Late Night Gems, which is a show discussing the taboo topics of sex, relationships, and gender norms in the Caribbean. And I am here with a full studio of females, three beautiful, beautiful women that I'm going to introduce later. However, I have a public apology for Mr. Roger Lake. I was supposed to come on Sunday and be his guest, but unfortunately, I was very, very tired and I was not able to make it. So I did say I'm going to give you a public apology, Roger. You accept my apology, Roger?
Yeah, I accept it. It's all right.
That was so dry. I feel like I have to... You see how man terrible? Okay, guys, give us a minute.
Running out of water, it's about to go down. Go down. Yeah, that river breeze, the wind of an alarm. Birds were made for
bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a
more. Okay, guys. All right. So we're all settled in, and we have three beautiful ladies that I'm going to introduce. So first, we have Fiona Charles Richards. Rod. I'm sorry. Fiona Charles Richards. Just give us a little hi.
Hi. I am Fiona Charles Richards, as you would say goodnight, Antigua Barbuda. I am a mental health practitioner and with a specialization in MER and NLP.
Okay, you call some names there. What are they?
Mental emotional release and neurolinguistic programming.
Sounds fancy. Okay, so we're gonna get into that shortly. Jada.
Hello.
What's your name? Who you be? Come tell people who you are.
No, nobody actually. I'm Jada. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you guys.
Well, I'm Joanna.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'm Joanna. I normally keep Yuri's chat room in shambles.
Yeah, that's
on her live, so.
No one knew what live so dry.
I know, right?
You see what can be on?
She's always doing the most.
Wow. I keep, you know, her chat room alive while she's on air and stuff like that, you know?
Yes! Oh, darn it. Okay. Well, it's three beautiful ladies tonight, and our topic tonight is communication. And coming off of our topic, not last week, the week before, I think it's only fitting that we talk about communication between men and women. Because I think that men and women do communicate differently. What y'all think?
Definitely.
Definitely.
You know? You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Well, they say if, for us, it's a situation where it's not that men and women communicate differently, but we all communicate differently. And Yuri's going to find out what her score means a little later, because she had to do a self-reference language test tonight and a personality test. So it's not so much that men and women are completely different. It's just that our languaging and our personalities are all dynamic and it's all different. And on top of all of that, we have our different upbringings, we have our different exposures, we have our different culturations. So that in itself makes the whole aspect of communication different for persons in general.
Okay, I'm very scared. I did this test, and she's like, oh, here's the piece of paper to tell you your score. And I'm like, nah, let's say it over the ear. She's like, well, I hope none of your exes are listening. And now I'm so scared as to what this is going to be. Anyway, do remember that this half hour is sponsored by Secret Obsessions. The Secret is out, which is carried by Hutchinson Antigua, which is located on Factory Road. We have some in the studio that Mr. Lee cannot stop sipping on. Which one is your favorite, Roger? He drunk, like he don't know which one.
The white chocolate.
Yes. What you like about the white chocolate?
The smell.
Well, I prefer. It depends on my mood. I feel like each one is a mood. I feel like the white chocolate is like smoother. So like, you know, if you want to lay back and chill kind of thing. And then the mocha, which is the one in the red bottle, it's more intense. That has more that coffee flavor. I feel like, yeah, that has more of a kick in it. If you know, it's a tech charge kind of night. You see what I did there? No? Anyway, stay tuned for Pillow Talk.
Nothing but love. All that I got. Pieces and pages. Talking a lot. Sorry, I'm faded. Think I forgot. You love me. You love me. You love me. Gotta shift to 10 a.m. Gotta dip at 10 p.m. Gotta get that cash. Won't get past the lunch break. I ain't had a smoke break. In about 2 days, gonna break. Been about 3 years since since I dated you. Why are you still talking about me like we together? I moved on for the better, you moved on to whoever. I was down for whatever and then some. You gon' make me late to work again. Ooh, better day than yesterday.
Pillow talk.
Let's talk.
Let's talk, baby.
Okay, so for pillow talk. Pillow talk this week was supposed to be the week before is pillow talk, but my theme for pillow talk this week is making decisions, which is something that for some reason we find hard, especially as we grow up and become adults and have more serious decisions to make in terms of the implications of what we decide to do. Now, I know regularly sometimes I even encounter a battle between figuring out if what I have decided to do or the choices I've made have been good ones, or whether or not they have reflected what I needed to have happened in my life, whatever change. And I have a type of personality that's a little bit more sporadic and risk-taking, opposed to other persons who are more comfortable, that would make, you know, smaller decisions, and not necessarily small in terms of seriousness, but just not as riskier in terms of the level of consequences if it didn't work out opposed to it working out. So I thought about it and I said, what makes a risky person in terms of decisions opposed to someone that is, you know, more laid back? And I think it's the quality of excitement, one. And then also in terms of what that person wants in their end goal. Some persons want something more than somebody else, so they're willing to take those risks in order to enjoy fulfillment. And also some people value certain things over others in the total thought of their lives that would make them decide to do something opposed to someone else. So, for example, I value happiness over a lot of things, so I would choose to do something that someone else would find, okay, that doesn't make any sense, that doesn't make any money, that doesn't do this, that doesn't do that. But at the end of the day, I'm happy, so I value that. Some persons value money, so they would make other decisions that I would think, okay, well, that wasn't very moral, that was kind of bad-minded, why did you do that in the end? But really and truly, it's at the end of the day, as long as I get my money, I'm good. So there are different motivations that cause decisions to be made and to be factored in. Now, one thing that always clashes with persons is that you look on someone else's decisions and you make a judgment of their decisions, not knowing the thought process or why the decision was made. And we do that a lot to try and make shortcuts in our minds for persons as in terms of understanding them, which is not the best. Sometimes you have to actually ask or try and understand that person to understand why that decision was made. Was it a case where she was motivated by happiness? Was she motivated by love? Was she motivated by money? What was the motivation there? And sometimes if you can't find the motivation, just leave it alone, because sometimes it's not your business. Sometimes you just need to observe and not make judgment. Sometimes you just have to appreciate a person's decisions. Maybe to you it's a bad decision. Maybe at the end of the day it wasn't a bad decision, but maybe they've come full circle and realized, okay, well, maybe it was a bad decision, but they wanted to make that kind of experience on their own, not necessarily taking it from someone. So that's my pillow talk for today. Decisions, decisions. Always, I always suggest that people use their gut and do some research before deciding to make serious life decisions, like, I don't know, changing a job or a mean of income, if you want to move from a regular 9-to-5 to entrepreneurship, whatever the case is, serious decisions like that, creating a family. Always do like some fact check and also your gut, because at the end of the day, yeah, you can fact check, but if it does not relate to how you feel internally, it's not necessarily the best decision for you. So that's it for my pillow talk.
Richest man in Babylon, and I've done my best, so everything's all right inside. Oh, every morning I rise, I stare at the sun. I know it is a blessing. So when the evening comes, I lift up my eyes to this unblessed old man, with my two hands in the air as far as I can. Sometimes I'm lost and far from home, but I'll find my way. I follow my heart, I know I'll be found someday. While I'm lost, I learn and live. What do you say? Let's have a good time until that day.
So we're back and we're going head into the discussion about communication. And before we came on air, Fiona was like, look, a lot of women are going to be upset with me. And the guys that are staying back, Alan and everybody just here priming up, waiting. Tonight is going to be a serious, serious night. So let's start it off with, just give us a definition, Fiona, of communication.
It's both nonverbal and verbal, and they say it's a myth, but I'm not seeing any research yet to tell me that it is not adequate. But communication is actually only 7% of the spoken word, and the remainder is the nonverbals. So your gestures, your facial cues, your tone, etc. Those are the parts that actually make up an immense part of communication.
Okay, so I think I've heard that before, that communication is only verbal communication is only a small part of the whole breakdown. But like at the same time, like I know this, but then what happens in terms of what equals a breakdown in communication? That's the question. What what is communication breakdown?
So my quote is this. The art of excellent communication is not to take anything personally or to heart. And it just seems as if no matter where we are, we like to take things very, 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 and we women especially, love to take everything personal. It like amp up to a different level when we roll through into something that was really just meant to just be a joke. It was meant to be, you know, perhaps you should probably try this, and you take it to a whole different level when it really wasn't meant to be that big of a deal. But we do that a lot, and I see it a lot even more in our workplaces, in our relationships, because okay, the guy may say, you know, put on the green dress now as opposed to the black one tonight. Oh, some ugly now. Like, whoa. He didn't say that. All he said was, perhaps you should try me putting on the green one. Perhaps he likes seeing you more in the green one as opposed to the black one.
There's a dick. Something else. You can be like, oh, it's because she has on a green dress the last time you want me to wear a green dress.
We take everything to a different level, and we take everything personal. Like, one person calls me a hypocrite the other day. And I was called a hypocrite because the truth and fact of the matter is I don't have anything personally against the person. A fact is a fact. This is the fact against something that you did. That doesn't change who I am. And so I was saying good morning for a while, and the woman wasn't answering me. But I have nothing against her. It's just a situation where this happened. That's the fact. I can only see it as what it is on black and white paper. So me saying what I felt about what was in black and white was taken to, oh, you're trying to mash up my name. Oh, you're trying, and the whole drama. So I think that we take things, especially us women, we take things personally a lot more than men. Men be like, oh, okay. Roll true. I'm not saying that all the time. But majority mature men, like, okay. Let's do that. Let's even break that apart further. And so we have that dynamic also happening where the grown men, the grown folk, they ain't bothered by trivial stuff. It's like, okay, so okay, you think that? Okay. And roll true. But we women now, oh my goodness, we can keep a grudge for like 20 years.
Yeah, actually. I don't know about that. I don't keep grudges.
You don't keep grudges. Like, exactly. But trust me, women can hold on to a grudge. I'm not saying men don't hold on to grudges, you know. But the higher percentage is us women. I'm sorry, but it is just what it is.
Joanna and
Jada.
Anything about communication?
I agree with what she said.
I agree. It's all facts. That's exactly what we do.
I know.
I can't even lie about it. I was thinking of something. Yeah, me too. Like, nah, we don't really, you know.
Yeah, no.
But it didn't work out. Nah. We really do that. For,
yeah, we do.
And we hold grudges for...
I'm guilty as charged.
Jada holds grudges for a long time.
I'm not a grudge person.
Let the hurt go, Jada. Let it go.
I'd be mad for a minute, but grudges?
Sometimes it might depend on what happened, you know. Sometimes some people do certain things that you just can't really just say, okay, you know what? Let's just squash it. You just have to, like...
No, I feel like that's a difference. Every time you see them, you want to. No, like, I feel like I'm not going to have, like, feeling... Like, there are people out there that I don't like for whatever reason that they've done whatever. But it's like... I see them, I still hit them up. It's not big
But that still means
that you have something, some kind of negative feeling towards the person, I don't care. Like, I just know what has happened. So I put them in now a section. So I know, okay, well, I know not to do this with you again. Because it's one thing for you to be stupid and do it over again. So it's like, okay, I entrusted you with this information. You failed. I'm not going to entrust you with information again. But I mean, that don't mean like I hate you, like I don't want to kill you. Like, if they were looking for your murderer, it wouldn't be me, you know? But I mean, I don't think I hold grudges for something. Like, I forget and I can't be bothered. You know how much energy it takes you to be mad?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not. Don't get me wrong. I'm not mad. It's just that I can't see myself interacting or even saying hi to you.
But that's still a lot of energy to remember that I don't like this person. Sometimes I literally forget I don't like this person until they react.
I can't do that.
No. Okay, so now I'm excited. So I did, what did I do, Fiona?
You have the list of names. I'm right there in front of you.
Sorry, Jack. So I did a representational system preference test. And I did a 5-minute personality test. So I gave my results to Fiona. So Fiona, can you tell me my my personality?
So you told me your high score was O, right?
Yeah, my high score was
so
O, 36.
You fall in what is called an otter. Okay. And otters are excitable, fun-seeking, cheerleader types who love to talk.
Oh, yeah.
And they are... They are great at motivating others and need to be in an environment where they can talk and have a vote on major decisions. The otter's outgoing nature makes them great networkers. They usually know a lot of people who know a lot of people. They can be very loving and encouraging unless under pressure, when they tend to use their verbal skills to attack. They have a strong desire to be liked and enjoy being the center of attention. Here, I'm saying demanding for an excellent. Okay?
Wow.
They are often very attentive to style, clothes, and flash. Otters are the life of any party, and most people really enjoy being around them. Their natural strengths are that they're enthusiastic, optimistic, good communicator, emotional and passionate, motivational and inspirational, outgoing, personal, dramatic, and fun-loving. However, their natural weaknesses are they are often unrealistic, not detail-oriented, sometimes disorganized, can be very impulsive, listens to feelings, like she just said about the gut feeling not too long, listens to feelings above logic, reactive, and can be too talkative and excitable. So you can hold on to that. I think I did.
Okay, and then the next one was my representational system preference.
Okay, so that had to do with your language style. So everybody has a different language style. There may be some persons that have your language styles, and you may find that you get along a lot better with those persons because you're actually speaking the same language. Ooh. So you scored high on auditory digital, and for you use words like make sense, experience, understand, think, learn, process, decide, consider, change, perceive, and sensitive, distinct, and conceived. You know, so when you're stressed out or when you're extremely calm, that is a representational system that you're going to function at. Now, another reason why communication sometimes breaks down is that we don't listen enough to what the other person's language style is. Mm-hmm. So they're the kinesthetic, which you were, was your second score. So you may sometimes move into kinesthetic, which are the feelings, but that's not where your comfort is. Your comfort is the logic and the sense and have to understand everything and have every detail down pat before you can decide what you want to do sometimes. And when you decide, when I'm guessing you're under pressure, you may sometimes go into kinesthetic as well. But then the visual persons and then the auditory persons. So kinesthetics are the feelings, touchy persons that speak with those type of emotions. And then the visuals are the persons who will see, look, etc. Envision, show, that's clear, that's not clear. Those are the persons who are visual. So it's very important for when we're talking to hear what the other person is saying. Mm-hmm. Now, it requires us who are listening and who knows to do something with that. It means that we have to change our language to suit the other person. So even though you're auditory digital, mm-hmm. I'm kinesthetic. Mm-hmm. So if you want me to understand you, mm-hmm. you have to speak my language. Mm. And if I want you to understand me, I have to speak your language. Mm. So communication takes a lot of listening and a lot of work. Mm. One time our lecturer said to us when we were doing NLP, she only needs one person in a relationship. Once they want them to make the marriage work, only one person has to come to counseling. Because then once you shift the person into understanding where they're functioning with their language styles, then anything is possible.
Oh, this sounds like, it sounds so easy. But it still sounds so hard. Because it sounds like, okay, all I have to do is understand what this person is trying to say. And listen and perceive everything and process it.
See how
you're
using the words, right?
I mean, yeah, it sounds like that. But like...
it sounds like because so it's not work. About you. The thing is, a lot of us think that communication is about us, but it really isn't about us. It's about the other person. Everybody wants to feel appreciated. Everybody wants to feel desired. Everybody wants to feel as if what they have to contribute matter. And so the truth and fact of the matter is we can get anything we want once we give people what they want.
Okay, I see Alan. Alan is here still. Alan raised his hand. What you got to say?
Good night. Firstly, I'm a bit lost because the first thing you said about communication is it's 7% mm-hmm. verbal. Mm-hmm. So that means 93% of what you're actually saying, you're not saying it with your mouth. Mm-hmm.
So but when you do open your mouth.
So you're asking me to focus more on what she's saying than what her body language is.
No, it's incorporating both, but when you do speak, how impactful is that going to be?
But the reason why I said that, because, mm-hmm. okay, let's say I'm in an argument with mm-hmm. my significant other, mm-hmm. and she is saying some sarcastic things, mm-hmm. right? She might not say it in a sarcastic tone, mm-hmm. but her body language, that's what... And maybe this is the problem. Mm-hmm. Maybe we as men, we are not that technical in terms of listening to the 7% or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we will sit down and we'll see a woman doing all this mm-hmm. and saying, you think my love you, you know? You think my love you, but you're doing, your body is saying everything that we want to hear. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. And I believe that's where some of the problem comes from.
Okay. And so I'm going to say this. You're saying, let me just make sure I have you correct, mm-hmm. right? So you're saying to me that sometimes the words do not match their body language?
Yes.
And so it creates some confusion for you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me ask this question. How do you know that what her body language is saying is what you think it's saying?
I don't want to misquote it, but there is a time ago, I used to remember what they said about your eyes. There's a particular way that if your eyes look up and to the left, think you're lying, and if it looks up and to the right, you're telling the truth.
It's this way because, and that way, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which one
it's
is
this way for the lying and down. If you're facing me, it's this way for me.
Well, I know it's not, but I didn't come prepared, I'm sorry.
But
we look at all these things. We actually do look at all these things, and I can say a good 75% of the time,
mm-hmm.
we as men actually do listen to what y'all are saying. No, we actually do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to ask us,
I realize,
when the argument has been completed, mm-hmm. let's say like 2 days after,
mm-hmm.
right? Just we are good now, and you just ask us like something. I'm sure 75% of the men can dictate what was said in the argument on your half.
I'm not gonna say that you didn't listen. My question for you then is this. When you would have listened, right?
No, but you see, mm-hmm. we're listening. We do hear what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Right, we do hear what you're saying. But then we read the body language and say, okay, no, it's not the best time. Mm-hmm. To communicate our response. That's why
and
men usually
that
say...
that sometimes is not necessarily the right interpretation.
Oh.
Because this is something I noticed, right? And I would have dated hubby now since 2009, right? And one, y'all don't like arguments. So y'all go extremely quiet when an argument starts up, right? Then your response usually is, okay... No, on top of that, you're saying to me that you're listening. However, how did you communicate that you're listening when your answer was okay?
All right,
and your head down. And she's watching you, and she's feeding off of what she's seeing, and she's hearing, and she's like, really?
So now what you're doing is telling us you're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it's like continuing the argument, because for some strange reason,
mm-hmm.
no disrespect to you ladies, mm-hmm. but it's like you ladies... ask questions that are double-edged swords. You're wrong if you answer correctly, and you're wrong if you answer wrong. I'm sorry, I don't know how else to say it.
And so this is the question I asked you earlier.
No, again, this is a double-edged sword.
It was a double-edged sword. You see, now you're judging me.
I'm not judging you. No, but this is the thing. No, I'm just responding to the question that you asked, because you asked, why do we go silent? Because
that
we realize that it's going to cause a bigger problem if we respond.
No, it's going to cause a bigger problem because you're silent. What you just said.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we would play back the tape a little later.
Okay, no problem.
You just said. Our main response
mm-hmm.
is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Most times,
okay, to the best of my knowledge, is a word. It's a response.
But are you
right?
You're not having a conversation with me. Maybe if we have an actual conversation, we can get
Come on.
The question I asked you earlier was this. When you said to us earlier that you were listening.
Yes.
But were you listening to her feelings, her emotions, and recognizing that she's hurting?
Mm-hmm.
And the appropriate response during that point in time when she would have indicated that she's hurting, that the response cannot be okay.
Okay.
The response is that I'm not be okay.
No, no, you're asking. No, you want us to respond to your feelings and everything at that particular time, right?
No.
Wait. No, you won't. You're saying I'm listening, right? I heard what you said, right? No, you want me to formulate my response based on your body language. Instead of saying all this about your feelings or your body language.
But that's the thing. Right? Go ahead. Okay.
One element you have to come back.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying to you.
Well, okay. Well, you want me to respond based on the 93% what you're not saying out of your mouth.
But you have to, right? Okay, look at that's all what, aspects. So, right? You know, you would ask your girlfriend, how was your day? And she goes, I had a great day. But, like, she don't sound like she had a great day. So then you know. Okay, baby, what's wrong?
But
you don't seem
have
like
you ever,
you
have you all
day.
Ever taken into consideration that men are really not talkers?
Hold on.
And you can Google this. You can Google this. Hear my statement. In a given day, and if you're doubting what I'm saying, the computer is there, my computer, everybody has phones. A man has like about, I think it's what, 2,500 words that he says in a day.
You sure about that?
No.
I don't think.
Wait. Let him go ahead. Continue.
Speak for yourself.
No.
Speak for yourself.
No, it's true. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Right? No. We may not respond the way that you all want us to. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we may not respond the way. And hear my statement clearly, the way that you ladies want us to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because even still with the question that you just brought up, babes, how was your day? Oh, my day was fine. Right? We will understand that maybe from your tone that it was not fine. Right? But you have to know the person that you're going to have this conversation with as a man. We would assess, okay, if I ask her what was wrong, right, her response might be, it looked like something wrong when I tell you my day was good. Wait.
Yeah, but I feel like that's
No, I'm just saying that we're looking at it, we have to analyze the person that we're speaking to, right? So this is one of the reasons why a man may not.
So let me ask you something. So if you know that is going to be my response, right? Every day that you see me, you're never gonna ask me if I'm okay. You're gonna ignore it because that's gonna be my answer. So you're never gonna ask your wife if she's okay because you know what she's gonna say. Because you know to yourself what I am going to say. So that's gonna be
at all times.
No, but
at
but,
all times, right?
No, but if you
okay.
No, point taken. But then,
that moment, I'm not in the mood.
Why
but
not?
Tomorrow
but
might be.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
If there is something that bothers you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that we're living together.
Mm-hmm.
I have this bad tendency when I walk into the house, I kick my shoes to the side, my socks go somewhere, and then I drop Leo on the bed, turn on the TV. If you do not like that, from the first instance, you call me aside, you say, Alan, babes, honey, well, I prefer Alan. Alan?
So no affection in the house.
No.
Call me Alan, I call you. Okay, no problem. No affection. Yo, Alan.
Watch me. That's a conversation for another time. Why I don't like the honey and babe stuff.
Okay,
but
no problem.
You can say to me, look, Alan, this is the situation, XYZ, from the beginning. Right? Don't wait until it causes a problem. Right? That you see it 2 months, a month, whatever time. And then you're going to come with what I would like to say, venom in your voice.
Okay, so no problem. So let me ask you this one last question. Why, when we tell you, over and over again, please put the toilet seat down. Over and over again, you don't do it. We address it every single time, yet you wait until midnight when the girl fall in the toilet. Like, I'm so sorry, I forgot. Next time is not gonna happen again.
And you know what that tells us?
We address the problem.
You know what that tells us? That you're not listening when we're speaking.
No, honestly, I personally find that something a bit trivial to be upset with.
I have another question for you, right?
I have a question too.
Because you said earlier that you know who you're dating, and if you know who you're dating, then she's going to say, I didn't tell him whatever the case is. But you indicated earlier that the body language is telling you one thing and her voice is saying another. So how about change the approach? Because and it goes back to the thing of putting everything together. You're listening, but you're listening to do what?
Exactly.
What do you want to do? Because at the end of the day, as I said to you earlier, everybody has a particular need. It may not. You said to me, men don't like to talk much. So how about you would have gone and just hugged her instead of in forcing that she gives you an answer?
Wait.
Because you're telling me you're living with her and you know her. But clearly, you don't know her.
No, but wait. No, answer me this. Why? Because you think at that time, you know something is wrong. And babes, how was it there? It was good. The tone, everything else saying, no, it wasn't. Some of us, would allow that situation to pass and then come back to it later.
Sorry, I have to interject because you said this earlier. You said, you keep saying, okay, well, I'll deal with it later. And she said, Fiona said at the start, it's not about what you think is best or what you want. It's about the other person. Now, if it was a case where I think this is what she wants, it's best in a relationship by yourself. Because this is what you think this person wants. But really and truly, okay, she have an attitude. It was a good day. Attitude. You know, probably she didn't like the bag of long talking or the mushing it. You come, you say, all right, then, here's some food. Y'all lie down together. What you want to watch on Netflix? And men don't understand the power of sometimes you don't have to talk on the issue, but make the person feel comfortable. You have to understand, you know, like, something. You didn't even have to say anything to her.
No, you're not asking to let it go.
No, you don't throw it away. No. You're gone looking your bed to lie down.
Because you have not addressed you have not addressed your woman's emotion. You have not addressed her, right? No, and I'm going to say this for the women as well, right? Because I realize you take up the chain for the man and them to put out against each other tonight. But that's fine.
I will.
But my whole thing is this. You have not addressed her need. You did not address her want. No. It's not about you.
No.
You can't address it when you feel like.
But what do you mean? What do you mean?
Wait, pause. You said earlier that if I have an issue with you, you're not going to address it, right? You're just going to put it aside. So then, why can't
I think you all are missing out on the most important part.
So then, why do you want me now, as your wife, to address the issue of you putting your shoe on your socks in one
time? I said from the first.
Exactly. That's what you just said.
Thank you. I have an issue with you right now. This is the first time we're supposed to deal with it now.
What did I say?
When it's convenient for you.
When I look at the 93% of what is not coming out of your mouth.
It has to be all.
But remember, you said this. That's the first thing you said.
But tone comes from the voice too.
You said 7% of communication.
7%
of communication is verbal. 93% mm-hmm. is nonverbal, mm-hmm. which implies body language.
Body language, tone, gestures, etc. And no, then, of course, there's 7% of what a person is going to say.
I mm-hmm. heard when you said everything is fine, right?
But then my voice tone said what?
Your voice said no.
And my gesture said what?
No, everything is not
and
fine.
And my body language, my temperature was what?
Not fine.
Okay, so why it's all in that, right?
It at that
wait. And then what did I say? Suppose I ask you, well, babes, no, something wrong with you because I can hear it in your voice. Response? No, nothing goes so.
Not but about you. Don't tell you. But it's no, not about you. That's no, not then, what she no, needed at that no, time.
But
then,
you're being no, but I am.
But saying, you're but, missing what but she I, needs.
If I ask you, now you want me to address it no, right no, no, then
and
there.
No, but you keep trying to predict what your wife is going to say. So you walk in the house and you're just assuming.
But you have to understand too the body language.
She might say something. Okay, you know what is gonna happen? Okay, since no honey, no babes, call you Alan, you're not putting the toilet seat down. You're kicking your shoes to the side. There's no hugging, there's no kissing. You know what's gonna happen? You know what's gonna happen? She's just gonna sit on the phone and she's gonna text her other man. And he is gonna give her the attention that she is looking for that you just brushed aside because she is upset at 1 o'clock and you're willing to address it at 3 and she is going to have it addressed at 1:15 by her other man.
If I ask you a question. No, okay, remember, everything here is hypothetical, right?
Yeah. No, it's not.
No, wait, no, we're dealing with a hypothetical situation here, right?
But it happens all the time in a relationship,
No, let us say, for argument's sake,
We have all that.
The man says, babes, no, from how you said it, I get the impression that something is wrong. And the lady responds in the way that the gentleman believes she would have, and it causes an argument.
Stick a pin.
Then
stick
wait,
a pin.
Wait, hear me out, please. And then we already foresaw the argument, and then know that the argument starts. We gone quiet. Y'all start cuss us because we gone quiet.
And we go back to one issue. We keep going back to one issue that you keep missing. The thing that you keep missing, it is not about you. One.
No.
Hold on.
But it's us. It's communication between us.
My husband comes home. You. Hold on. My husband comes home, right? Wait. My husband comes home. Hold on. No. Thomas is not everybody knows. Thomas is not a talker. He comes home. I can tell that the day was rough. He may say, babe, I don't want to talk about that right now. Or, nothing. Okay. And what do you think I do? Rubby head.
Nothing was said.
Rubby head. When he ready to talk, no. When he ready to talk, no. Huh?
Did you give him a body language when he gave you that answer?
No, because at the end of the day, you recognize what he needs. He doesn't need to talk right now. He needs to be comforted from the rough day he just had. And that's all I'm saying to him insisting that she talks.
No. I think I'm seeing the mix up here. I'm seeing the mix up here because the scenario, what I think we're not getting, and it's easy for us not to get, is that each person is supposed to complement each other. In the case where she's complimenting him, so her feelings aren't of importance. It's not in the whole equation. His feelings are important. In his situation, her feelings are of importance and not his. And I think that's what we're not getting. At the end of the day, she come in, she's having a bad day. You can read she's having a bad day. You're supposed to know her. It's not a case of, me know she get miserable and she get start a fight, so me just get left she at the foot of the cross until next week, whenever, or next day, or whenever I feel like I can address it. At the end of the day, you keep saying,
I think, I will do. It's not about you in this moment. And equally, when you have a bad day or you have a rough time or you throw your shoes and she becks about it or whatever, she is supposed to take your feelings into account and it's supposed to be about you. So this is how it goes. It's leaning on each other. And I think a lot of the times we get selfish in relationships and it's I. And it's supposed to be you.
It's really not about
compliment your partner. You're not supposed to be selfish towards your partner.
No, but everything you all want. If you notice, everything. The ladies always talking about. It's about her. You said it's about each other.
Both of us should be able to compliment each other. Ladies, well,
her basis, and she keeps saying that I'm not answering and I'm not seeing it. But it's all about her feelings.
In that moment, but it's about her feelings.
Okay, you know what? Let me bring up an example, right? Sometimes, that's exactly what they're saying. Sometimes it's just not about you. Example, like my friend had a birthday party and it was one person's birthday party. And then somebody jumped on and they go, oh, today's my birthday too. And you know, somebody turned around and said, it's not about you. This is not your party. Yeah, it's your birthday, but it's not about you at this moment. So put aside
you
all of that and just be
let me bring a scenario to you.
Okay, go ahead.
Right? If I have a bad day at work, mm-hmm. if I don't call you about it beforehand, mm-hmm. like before I get home, mm-hmm. right? Even though when we get home, you see that something is wrong, mm-hmm. right? Alan, I'm speaking on behalf of myself now. I deem my house to be my fortress of solitude. That's my place of rest. That's my... Yeah. No, right? You may know that I had a bad day, even though I didn't say that to you. You might think the best thing is to either badger me about my day, meaning question me, show me some sort of affection, rub my head, as the lady said. Mrs. Charles, I think that's correct. Mrs. Richards, sorry. Somebody told me the last name was Charles.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
No. But Mrs. Richards, that's what she said, she would rub the man's head. No. Alan, I'm speaking on behalf of myself now. Uh-huh. Personally, in a situation like that, and I've said this to females, mm-hmm. allow me to come to you. Allow me to come. But remember,
all of this time we're talking about you. We're talking about men in general. So I am bringing my personal experience.
I don't have experience for the 3 billion men in the world.
Because we didn't know you were talking about you.
No, I know. No, right now. And I did say, at this moment, I'm speaking on behalf of Alan.
Okay.
Right?
No problem.
At that time, right, allow me to bring whatever is bothering me.
And that's just your method.
Yeah, this is me. Because you may not know, you would not know what it is. Right?
True.
I may not show mm-hmm. how agitated I really am. Right? Mm-hmm. And I may misinterpret your care, affection. However, for the wrong thing, and that causes an argument between us, which was not necessary.
But I'm saying, if your woman is showing you all of this love, what can you misinterpret that? I have a question. Like, what else could it be that she's just trying to make you feel better?
I have a question.
How could me making you feel better about your day go left? How is that? Because you come home, you're upset. Food is there. As she said, rub your hair.
No, but that's the
same. Iron your clothes, make it about you, and you're still upset?
But at the same time, this is my whole understanding. This is the part that I've been saying for the whole night. individuals are supposed to know their partners.
One.
That's one. My husband likes his head rubbed. Okay? Mm-hmm. So whether or not that's my personal situation, right? That works for me. Some persons may prefer to just chill out on the sofa and watch TV, right? And you give them that space. Because at the end of the day, this is what I've been saying, and I'm going to say it again. It is not about me. Mm-hmm. It's about him, mm-hmm. what he needs. Similar to what you just said, you prefer to go to the person, and so it means that you want to have some personal space until you are ready to do so. Therefore, your partner has to take herself out of the equation to understand that concept. Mm-hmm. And for every person's relationship, their dynamic is going to be different. Their needs are going to be different. And so... but that's what I've been saying all night.
No, when you started off, you weren't saying that.
You were not saying that.
You were making the assumption. You made the assumption that you came into a relationship, exactly. And this is what she's gonna say, Alan, and this is gonna be an argument.
Knowing the person that you have, knowing the person, and we have it on tape. We have it on video.
Yes, we have it on video. But the thing about it is this. But this is the thing. You said, this is what you said, Alan. And let me remind you of some of the things that you said. Right? You said that if you ask she the question and she get angry again, or whatever the case is, and if she get vexed, and you know she could get vexed, or whatever the case is. But we said, suppose... it is not the question that you needed to ask, but perhaps it was affection she needed at that point, not your question. Hence the reason I've been saying to remove each other out of the equation, because it was not about you. I've been saying that when you said that. When you said that, I said the same thing. Because for you, you were saying you heard her tone, you saw how it was, comprehensive, something different to you, and as a result of that, you ask a question and she behaved, whatever the case is. But at that time, I said to you, but who says asking a question would have been the right approach at that time? Perhaps the better approach would have been to give her a hug, as opposed to asking again what the issue was. Similarly, when we talked about our different relationships, it's about what the individual needs and not necessarily how we think we should approach it. Like you might say, as my friend was saying, you might decide to ignore it. When she wanted comfort. And so she's going to seek the comfort outside because you decide to wait until tomorrow morning to give it. So it's about